Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We are back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Hubbard is here, too, because otherwise it wouldn't be nearly as much fun. Mr. Excitement, Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and also the author of The Medical Privacy Rule. Bill Hubbard, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here. I feel like I need a drum roll to kind of follow that introduction.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Just like you, I read it just like your mother wrote it.
You've been talking to her.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Bill, you've been keeping us posted now for over a year. You told us, you warned us, basically, about the impending medical privacy privacy law that went into effect in part just a couple of days over a year ago. You told us about it. You helped us prepare for it. You even wrote a book about the topic, and then it went into effect a year ago, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
But so we've had to live with it now for about a year, and we're going to talk about what it is in a minute. Give those of you who might not know what it is, the medical privacy law, HIPAA, as it's also called. But there was another deadline that happened this month, didn't it?
Well, there is. A year ago, it basically impacted the healthcare community, and this 2 days ago, April 14th, was another one of the interim deadlines that is part of the regulation. And this one deals with small health plans and also organizations that are referred to as business associates.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting out there and you're thinking, well, I'm not a small health plan. I run a small business, and we provide this service, or we provide this product. Well, you may, in fact, qualify as a small health plan if your organization is receiving health information from your employees and paying on those benefits.
Hmm.
And a good example of that is employers that maybe have a self-insured plan or employers that may have what is referred to as a Section 125 cafeteria plan where you're drawing some payroll funds and using that to pay for benefits or to pay for premium deductibles. There's a variety of different creative schemes that organizations are coming up with.
And these aren't necessarily little bitty companies, are they? I mean, great big companies. Many of these are relatively small companies.
Yes, they are. And these are organizations, if you're involved with paying health plans and you have 50 or more participants, 50, and it's a plan that's under $5 million, then HIPAA now extends its umbrella, if I can put it politely, to cover your organization.
But under 50, not so much?
Correct. Under 50 employees, then you're not going to be directly impacted as a covered entity.
But could you not still, are there not some things, well, I'm a little confused about that part. If you have less than 50 employees,
You can still
get yourself into a bind with regard to medical privacy, though, can't you?
Well, you can. And the 50-employee issue relates to if you're functioning as a health plan, which means you're paying for
right. Health
care services.
But what if I've got – the new health savings accounts that became the medical savings accounts morphed into with the Medicare law that was passed in December. I actually now have an HCA program in my company.
Right.
And I mean an HSA in my company, and as my employees participate in that, and am I not responsible for some of, for example, let's say that they just want to talk to us, they come to us and talk about how to use it and how to make sure they use it effectively, and in the course of the conversation we know about their medical situation. I mean, am I not still required to protect their privacy about those issues?
Well, certainly you should protect their privacy. Any health information that an employee discloses to the employer in the course of the conversation, the employee certainly has a permission or is permitted to do that. If the employee is turning over health information to the company and the company is using that information under a benefit plan to pay for some of those services, then you may qualify as a health plan.
Well, see, because the HSAs now allow for the employer to participate with the employee under the new HSA law.
And in the course of that, if you're getting protected health information and paying based upon that, then you are holding protected health information that may make you subject to HIPAA.
Right. Which means that if you allow that information to go out to someone who doesn't have permission to receive it, then
you could be in a bind.
You could be subject to a lawsuit.
Yes, you could. You could be subject to civil penalties under HIPAA or criminal penalties under HIPAA if you have deliberately released that information for commercial gain.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some teeth that are behind this, and certainly we recognize it's a good idea to protect the privacy of health information. The key concern with this regulation is that health information be used for healthcare purposes and that it not be used for other purposes that are not really directly related to patient care, unless the patient specifically authorizes that use and does that by signing an authorization form that says, it's okay to use my information for X or for Y. And typically the authorization is for it to give information from a physician to the employer. There's a common example. Another example where the authorization question may come in is where somebody with a physician or following up that physician's care wants to use that information for marketing purposes, then you have the right to say, yes, I will allow that, or no, I will not allow that, and so that you can protect your health information from being used for marketing so that you're not going to be contacted by a salesman trying to sell a product or a service that may relate to your situation.
Well, you know, Bill, by now that we've come a year into this, anybody who's taking care of an elderly parent, helping out at all in any way, fashion, or form, even just taking them to the doctor and talking to the person at the desk, anybody who's helped taking care of the health care or just the health business of an adult child, say, that's still under your care, like a college student or something like that, but they're already of age. Anybody who's doing anything like that has already run into the HIPAA law, haven't they?
They have. This law rears its head everywhere.
Hang on, Bill. Hang on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Bill Hubbard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that you need to know about because it's going to be part of our life for, I guess, forever. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Bill Hubbard. Back is 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. I got an email the other day. Somebody told me that I was saying my website too fast. Well, okay, here it is, jbsba.com, or smallbusinessadvocate.com, or jimblasingame.com. I hope that's slow enough. So, Bill Hubbard, give us your website very slowly, please.
HUBBART.com.
All right.
Hubbard.com.
Yeah, two B's and two T's, and that's where they can find out more about all your books, and you've got a lot of human resources policy manuals there, too, don't you?
And policy information and a link to the medical privacy issue that we've been talking about also, which is another website that focuses exclusively on the medical privacy issues.
And that's medicalprivacy.info. .info. That's the other website. And the book is called The Medical Privacy Rule,
A Guide for Employers and Healthcare Providers.
Okay, check that out when you get a chance. You know, Bill, another thing that's that I wanted you to help us out with a little bit, as I think I mentioned, the HSAs, the health savings accounts now, allow for employers and employees to contribute to each employers to contribute to the employee's HSA. instead of having a group health plan, they can now let the employees can now can take advantage of HSAs, and the employer, instead of coming up with a group health plan that they pay way too much money for, probably they can contribute to the HSA of the employee. And tell us how the management of that HSA, that company HSA, so it's actually everybody has their own HSA, but the administrative part of it through the company, tell us how that gets us involved with HIPAA.
The key issue that can make you subject to HIPAA is if you are receiving health information from either the doctor or from the employee, and you're using that health information to pay those benefits.
Right.
So if you're receiving a doctor bill that specifies a condition and prognosis and care provided and all of those medical details, and based upon that, you process some sort of a payment to pay that bill through this HSA, then and that factor plus 50 participants of your company is going to make you qualified as a health plan.
But you have to have 50 employees?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're less than 50, you're not subject to HIPAA in that case?
As a health plan, yes.
Right. Oh, as a health plan. But what about just to protect the information and to keep you from running afoul of HIPAA?
You certainly should still protect that information. And the material that is in my HIPAA book, for example, will give you good guidelines to protect that information. But you would not be defined as a covered entity subject to HIPAA, which could be enforced by the Department of Health and Human Services.
This is new ground. This employer participation in HIPAA is new. It's brand new. So I'm going to throw out a scenario that I think might be a situation. A lot of insurance companies provide both elements of an HSA. They provide the investment side and the insurance side. And you make one payment, it goes into the one company, one check basically that goes to the company. They split it up for you. Part of it goes to the investment, part of it goes to the health care. And if you want them to pay out of your savings, you want them to pay money to cover health care that's part of the deductible, then you just tell the insurance company to write the check to the company, to the doctor or whoever, and they'll do that.
Right.
But it's possible, it would seem to me, that some employee could come to a secretary or whoever is designated, the boss maybe, whoever is designated to help them and says, and you know, he's a truck driver, and he says, would you please tell the insurance company that I want them to pay this bill? At that point in time, when you get involved in that employee's information, that's when you plug into this HIPAA issue.
You do plug into it, and what you'll find is that either the doctor and or the insurance company will say, well, we cannot discuss this matter with you, the employee. We must have the employee's authorization.
Right.
Yeah.
So when that employee comes to you and says that, you got to turn the form around and say, sign this so that they'll let me talk to them.
Exactly. Sign this authorization form or sit down right here and we'll call right now together.
Right.
And I'll put you on the phone and you can ask the questions and I can help facilitate the discussion. So it creates a three-way discussion, or it creates the need to have that signed written authorization from the employee telling the doctor or the insurance company, it's okay to discuss this information with my employer.
Bill, I've got less than a minute. What is the penalty? What are some of the penalties for not complying with HIPAA?
There are potentially criminal penalties, which can be jail time, and there are some financial penalties, which can go as high as $250,000.
The criminal part would be if you intentionally tried to harm somebody, wouldn't you think?
Yes, that's the intentional.
If you just made a mistake or something like that, I can't see criminal. But still, there are that you could be civilly charged because ignorance is no excuse for breaking the law. And
exactly.
And you could have to write a nice little check. So this is the reason why, folks, that Bill and I have been talking about this now for more than a year. It's the reason he wrote the book called The Medical Privacy Rule, so small business owners can make sure that they keep up with these things. Bill, give us your website one more time, please.
www.hubbert.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Thanks, Bill. Good job again today, as always. Thanks for all the years of service, and we'll see you next month.
Always glad to be here.
Bill Hubbert, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, with Steve Martin. We're going to talk about profit. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.